I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's not super surprising that our last guest, Crystal Phelps, manager of the Arts Commission's art festival Momentum, nominated a bunch of artists for this episode. So today we're talking to Lorraine Lynn.
Yeah, I'm an interdisciplinary artist, so I do a lot of different processes. I started out in glass, but right now I'm doing textile work in the form of tufted pieces, which is a process of how you make rugs, typically. It's really abstract, large pieces from like 2 to 6 feet in scale. They're really textural, like a lot of like loops and colors. So they're really like bright and fun and kind of funky.
Although Lorraine is working in textiles now, as an interdisciplinary artist, she has experiences with different materials and methods, such as glass, fiber, video, writing, and installation. She earned her degrees from the Cleveland Institute of Art and Bowling Green State University in glass, sculpture, and three-dimensional studies. So she likes to shift from different mediums, changing her approach to the material while also keeping the same undercurrent of ideas within her work.
It's not getting tired of a medium or a process. It's, I think, finding different ways to work. Like, glass blowing's really, you have to rely on someone else most of the time and rely on a different facility. It can be really expensive, and I do return to it. But when I got into fiber, it's all connected by production, is what I figured out, because glass blowing has, like, a production element to it. Textiles and looms get connected back to like the textile factories and that sort of production. And right now I'm doing work with the tufting gun, which is also another industrial tool. So there's that connection between all of them. I do try to explore that conceptually in my work, this idea of labor and how we come to define ourselves by our work, whether that's like artwork or our career or something like that. I think it's really interesting. So that's the connection I've kind of discovered throughout my shift.
Words like labor, production, factory, all inform Lorraine's work. And they're also words that are connected with the Rust Belt, with the Midwest, the area that Lorraine grew up in and embraces.
I think it's primarily that I've just been in this area so long and it's the landscape. Like, you know, driving down the highways, there's always some sort of construction. You'll see like a barrel or like a team working. And that, like, the aesthetics of that really interest me. Seems more permanent than it does temporary, because it pops up again and again and everything has to be reworked. It's always this imagery that's been around. And I think I just kind of took that in naturally.
When looking at Lorraine's art, you may not first think of Toledo's landscape. Her tufted textiles, which resemble rugs, are bright and colorful. They're arranged in odd, fluid shapes, almost like someone gathered a bunch of crayons and melted them, draping the spilled colors in a specific form. And Lorraine is aware that her creations may not be the typical representation of what people visualize when they think of factories, construction, systems of commodification.
I don't really aim to restrict someone's reading of my work. I kind of like it to be open and malleable, because having someone react differently than I intended helps me in my creative process. Like, a lot of people see these works and they think of childhood because they're really playful and colorful, and that's, you know, the opposite of the inspiration that I use to make them. So I do for myself have a strict sort of inspiration and narrative, but it doesn't have to be how someone interprets that. I usually do have like a sketch or a plan. So it starts out with like a rough plan, but I am not afraid to kind of take a left turn.
Speaking of left turns, this year has provided a sharp turn for many artists, and Lorraine is one of them, getting laid off from her day job during the quarantine.
On that side, like, yeah, the steady income has kind of dried up, but it's making me kind of figure out how to market or get my art out there to people who'd want to purchase it. But what's really important, and I figured this out during this quarantine, like, you have to give yourself permission to rest. I think we're so hardwired to be productive all the time that people forget that you just kind of have to, like, sit back and take some time for yourself. And that can be time away from like creating work, which sounds kind of counterintuitive to something inspiring, but taking a break and then coming back to it, I think helps get fresh ideas. I think that idea of rest and maybe just taking some time to think about what makes you happy in your art making rather than like, oh no, I need to produce this and I need to like make the money with this. That makes sense. Might be a little too optimistic, but...
But Lorraine does feel optimistic, especially about her future, looking into the next few months of 2020 and what they hold for her and her art.
What I would like to happen is just to producing more work and just seeing like where it goes from there and building from the foundation of what I started earlier in the year, which is like getting out of the studio and producing like different scales of work. So I guess the long story short is I don't have a concrete plan, but I guess I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.